Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Happy Hump Day, everybody. We made it to the middle of another week. I want to say thank you to all of you that have sent me these wonderful, encouraging words of support in my grieving day yesterday for the death of my son's anniversary of my son's death. You guys have been wonderful. But I'm back today, and we're ready to tackle another issue. So let's get our shout-outs out the way to Barry Mason, formerly of 98.7 Kiss FM Radio in New York City, currently with isoradio.com in New York City. You can hear Barry do his thing on Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m., again on Sundays from 6 to 10 p.m., and when he's not doing that, he's gracing New York with the best of live R&B events all over the best of venues in Brooklyn and New York, and he's giving you the best of your bang for your buck when you go out there. All right. To my team, Lady Diamond, Elaine Yeves, DJ Domek, Rodney Williams, Monster Miles, and of course, last but not least, that awesome panelist and wonderful activist out there in Toledo, Ohio, Deacon Zeddy Williams. Can't do anything without you, Deke, just to let you know. And want to thank our, what do we call them, our regular panelists, Al Tariq Atkins, Taylor Jenkins in D.C., Professor Carl Tone Jones, Hakeem Zayed Bey, Taiwan Washington, and a few other people that's out there that makes it their business to be heard either on the scene or off the scene. So either way, you guys are all very important. Social media supporters, On the Edge Listeners Lounge, What About Us, Capitalist N Group, Black Love and Conversations, Real World Black News and Discussion, and the Black History Suppress Group. Thank you guys. You guys are awesome out there, always involved with the pre-broadcast question and giving me hell in some ways too, but no problem there. All right. Everybody, we are up against another issue. Supreme Court and the Koch brothers. Bad formula mix. To those of us that are not walking around with yacht club memberships and season passes to all of the big time, big wig stuff. So we're going to speak about that. What does this latest Supreme Court ruling mean for us, those of us that are not rich, those of us that don't have deep political pockets, those of us that are not up there in you know, big old lofty perch land and playing around with Washington on the left and Congress on the right? This is what they're saying. They are saying that limits on campaign donations are no longer in place, at least not as much in place as they once were, which leaves open people like the Koch brothers to buy off as many people in Congress as they like, which allows them to fund unlimitedly into the candidates of their choice. Now, everybody knows Obama's off the terms about the head, okay? And we all know possibly people are looking at Hillary, and you know what? If it's not a black man they don't want in office, they're definitely not going to want a woman. So this is a perfect time for that rule to be put in place to allow for people with the means to pretty much fund the candidate of their choice until they see fit, until it wins. It's like the eBay auction table. You know, throw a candidate out there, buy a vote at the highest bidder. That's what it seems like. So we're going to get back after the pre-break. Sorry, the pre-broadcast topic song, and then we will be back. So we're going to go out right now with Cher Lloyd and T.I. featuring T.I. That is, and it's called I Wish. Be back in just a few minutes. Afterward, for her and our sponsors, don't go away. Keep a lock right here.
Hi. Make a wish, girl. You deserve it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, baby, I can let you go with. Wish that I never did. Freaking perfect and 5'10". Just wanna punch your lip. Yeah, cause I know I've been wasting time trying to catch your eye. Yeah, I know that I've been so blind, thinking that I'm your type. And now I'm at home, I'm all alone, about to pick up the telephone.
Like the crew gone crazy. I'm not sure what kind of fella you like, but I can give you paradise, heaven I ever you like. I'm talking solitaire, iced out, ring watch, necklace. Ain't no talking reckless, girl, I'm certified, respect it, girl. You like to run your mouth, well, you about to learn a lesson, girl. Yeah, you the one, but I replace you in a second, girl. And I ain't even trying to see you naked, girl. Wait, there I go, exaggerate, clearly carried away. But what I'm saying, you can true that. I wanna be wherever you at, so you wishing you could kiss me. Do you really wanna do that? Make a wish, girl.
Yeah.
New York. There's no place like it. You figure that out when you find yourself in a bit of trouble while vacationing or visiting in Florida. And Florida cops are sure as heck not like New York City cops. You're feeling more than put out or simply just confused with it all. But you want justice. You need it to be right, and you want someone who understands where you're coming from. You need Kenneth Foote, attorney at law. Graduate of St. John's University and Florida Stetson University, he'll make sure you're back on track and everything straightened away. Driving violations, personal injury, drug charges, he's here to work with you as well as for you. Leave nothing to chance. K.L. Foote, Attorneys at Law, 877-90-FOOTE or klfoote.com. Kenneth Foote, the New Yorker to contact in Florida.
The On the Edge Show with KD Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. KD and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship, and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook, at facebook.com on The Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Now, back with more on The Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On The Edge Show with Katie Bonnet and friends. Let's go Nets. Beat out the Nets. You got it. You damn right. Right here in New York City. All you trash talkers out there. New York Knicks. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Back to business, everybody. It is time to speak on another issue, and the Coach brothers, they're just getting in the way. Today's topic is America's Supreme Court. Are they bitters against democracy? This is not the first time in the last month or so that we have discussed a ruling handed down by the Supreme Court that has affected us in some point, that have affected in a negative manner all of the things that made this country's foundation great, what made America the great sought-after country, the great place to go, where everybody dreamed of immigrating and coming to lands of freedom, land of the free, home of the brave. Well, what's happening to that? The very institutions that are in place to protect that right, our constitutional rights, our amendments, all of these things are being sold out and broken up. And all of the things that make us great are now no longer absolutely covered or protected. Now they're being sold to the highest bidder, however which way. Our forefathers put this into place to be an absolute law for our country. And all these things that make us different is being, everything that we're doing at this moment now that's coming through the Supreme Court somehow, some way, is getting dismantled or altered. So here's the situation. Campaign donations. You guys all know how that goes. Everybody has a commercial when they're trying to run for an office. Everybody has a commercial when they're running for an office. Everybody has people that fund them. Okay, we know about the Koch brothers. They have been behind Zimmerman. They've been involved with things that deal with anything against the African Americans. Now let's start talking politics. Okay, I guess that it would be put in place, of course, for just this very reason. If there are rich people that can unlimitedly fund certain things, and it could bring out an unfair advantage to everyone else or knock competition out of the running, then it wouldn't be a very fair race. Elections are supposed to be the voice of the people. Here's the problem, though. If the voice of the people are funded by people who can dig into their pockets at an unlimited pace and can pull out money at any point in time and buy off positions or buy off your choice, or pretty much they can keep on funding the candidate of their choice so that you really don't have very many people to choose from, then how is our elections really being the voice of the people? How are we protecting our right to speak, our right to choose, our right to vote? How does that happen? Okay, so as it stands now, this is what the Supreme Court is saying. They're not fully saying that the limits are going to be completely eradicated. I guess that would be a little too crazy to do all at once, right? However, the cap on contributions, which was once set at $123,200, is now being removed, okay? The only limits that's not been changed has been individual contributions for presidency or Congress, which is currently set at $2,600 per election. Okay? Now, if there's a candidate running for councilman, there's a candidate running for senator, district attorney, prosecution, judges, and there's a candidate in place, and I want to make sure that I'm understanding this correctly. Anybody who wants to donate to this person's campaign has a set limit, amount of times they can contribute, the amount of money that can be contributed. Supreme Court now, in a 5-4 decision, is stating that they're removing the caps on that, meaning that I guess this person can now completely go back and donate and contribute as many times as they like to one person. So how does that make it fair for those people who are on the other side of the money bags? So that means if there's a man that's up there that's talking that he would, if he put into office, he would eradicate everybody who wasn't rich. And the people who are rich like that. But it's not fair, and it's not constitutional, and it's not American. If enough people with enough money fund this man and continue to fund him, while everybody who's putting their last penny into it now no longer can, he's going to have that shot to be there when everybody else's candidate has run out or everybody else's contributions to the opposition have run out. It's sort of like putting this person's vote on eBay. When the person has reached their maximum bid where they can no longer bid, then the other person takes it all the way through until the bidding ends. I mean, so where does America, the liberation, the Constitution, where are we protected? And the Supreme Court is supposed to be our ultimate law, the ultimate place to go when the regular courts have failed or failed to come to a proper decision or hung or something that has failed, the law somehow has failed. We're going to these guys and we're getting sold up the river practically. And what I think upset me most was that the person who wanted more than this was Clarence Thomas. Justice Clarence Thomas wanted to eliminate all castes and all women altogether. So what does this say now for the poor working class, the African Americans, all the people that are funding what they can and answering all of those campaign ads and those emails and stating that they want to support someone because they clearly don't like another particular candidate that's running or a person that's in Congress right now or a justice, because nothing about their community or what affects them has been approached or addressed by the people that are there or that was running or that's campaigning. It's staying tough, Snuggies. If you don't have it, I suggest you run with what you have, and when your stuff runs out, oh, well, you're on your own. I'm hoping that I can hear from our wonderful legal expert, Mr. Kenneth Foote, if he is listening, to give us some spin on what this means, exactly so that we don't all go bananas, because I actually believe that this is as un-American as they come. So I want to give you all the opportunity to be able to call in with what you feel is going on, how you feel about the verdict. And that is at 347-327-9967. And you also can listen via live stream. So if anyone else, please press 1 to speak. And speaking of, we have a panelist coming in right now. So hang on 1 second. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Daylo Jenkins, or Carlos Olivi Jones from D.C.
Hey, Carlos from D.C., how you doing? What's your take on this verdict?
Your show is educating me on the verdict itself. Anyway, I didn't even hear about it because I worked so much. But, you know, from what it sounds like to me, you know, so what it sounds like is even the United States judiciary branch themselves have abandoned the so-called American dream. Because if these, like you said, this is a foundation that the corporations will not run this government. And, you know, that was a foundation laid by the forefathers. And now they're dismantling that. So when they dismantled black businesses all across the country, when they dismantled, you know, or neo-colonialized all the entities throughout the 80s and the 90s, we really see what they were doing. You see what they were really doing. Was getting ready for this, preparing for, like, this corporate business takeover, this, like a fascist-style corporate control of the U.S. government, you see. And, you know, we still have a chance to fight for it because we have a legislative branch, a judiciary branch, and an executive branch. Emphasis on the executive branch.
Well, actually, there's a petition out on moveon.org, and this person is actually run by someone who doesn't like this particular situation, too, and actually the person's not even on the poor side or whatever. It's just pretty much everybody sick and tired of Republicans and rich people pretty much trying to maneuver the country's, you know, absolution on safety in the laws, and it's crazy because it seems like the very people who are supposed to uphold justice and keep the eyes of law and freedom colorblind is actually being the biggest alliance for these guys.
Right.
You know, as I said, Clarence Thomas went so far as to say that he's not only in favor of the change that was ruled on today, but if he had his way, he would go further and remove all limits. Okay? Now, they are saying that a particular specific candidate, the limits on that hasn't been changed. There's still whatever limits was already in place. But this opens up these rich billionaire GOP people to go out there, and even if it's not to a specific candidate, they can unlimitedly fund any type of project that goes with that candidate and keep the base and the neighborhood, quote-unquote, of that particular thing flowing. And it's crazy because, you know, where we could stop, let's say, you know, we're against abortion clinics, and we have a person that, okay, we don't fund an abortion clinic, but there's a guy who performs services that are similar to something that would kill a baby anyway, alternative baby riddance, you know, and there's a organization that sort of funds the neighborhood, but kind of is a subsidiary owner of that one, so they can keep on making that business run, even though that the actual clinic is not running. The people who do something sort of like what the clinic would do is still running in your neighborhood, and rich people are funding them. Rich people own the boards that you would go to complain about it. Rich people own the people that would shut the building down. Rich people, you understand? That's where we're at.
Who regulates these people? Who checks these people? Now, when we start talking about these things, it's so funny because it's so hypocritical of the government. Because from what I understand, right, there are laws and legislation that keep, like, charitable organizations and things like that. They can't even support political candidates in certain respects, certain aspects. I don't know all the ramifications, but certain things like agencies that are out here that are actually, some of them are regulated. And, you know, there are regulations that are enforced. These people can't support political candidates. But they are saying that these rich people who have no checks or balances, because no one's regulating, we don't have an agency that supervises the greed of this country, okay? Just the corporations using their leverage in such a way that they hurt and kill thousands and thousands of people on a daily basis with no ramifications for the illegal business practices, which typically it is, and if it's not quote-unquote illegal, it's unethical.
Right. So, and this is just the whole thing. You just said something. You know, where are the people regulating? Well, the Supreme Court, I think, in our country is the highest regulator there is. There are when the federal courts fail, when the criminal courts fail, when all these other, you take it to the Supreme Court to be the final ruling.
Right.
You know, they're the people that overturn the regular judges. They're the people overturn. You know, so who regulates them?
Like how I see it also is that the judiciary branch, okay. Every court in the United States is an extension of the Supreme Court. So anytime you're in the court, it's like you're in the Supreme Court anyway. So the Supreme Court is checked by the executive branch, and that's checked by the legislative branch. There's only three. You know, we got three. We got the president, we got the Supreme Court, which is every court, and we have the lawmakers.
What?
Which is the is that Congress? Is that... We have the legislative branch. Now, we only have three. Now, the president is supposed to check this, or the legislative branch. So somebody's supposed to check it. We have three. But if everybody's in cahoots, then we really have a problem. Because
I know that everything about American freedom, and there's a panelist coming in. I see you there, Cora. Just hang on with me a minute. Everything about America's freedom now seems to be something you have to put under a microscope. And all the people that you're going to protect these rights or to protect these liberations and to protect this Constitution, it seems like they're the ones that's being put on hold. So just hang on a second and let me bring in our next caller. Welcome to the show, caller. You on the air?
Okay. So from what I understand, hi. you've got a problem with the new Supreme Court decision. So why?
Okay, well, first of all, who am I speaking with, and hello?
I said hi. My name's Joe.
Okay, Joe. I have a problem with the Supreme Court decision because it to me, it's unfair. If there's a candidate that's out there that, say, the average people don't like, or there's people out there of certain communities that this candidate is going to go in and clearly not represent or not help certain things in a certain community, the people who can represent us that may not be as deep-pocketed as people like, quote-unquote, the Koch brothers. There's going to be unlimited ways that this person can make it to the top, and I don't feel that that's sort of fair to what our election process is supposed to be about. That's my feeling.
Okay, well, it's never been fair, and the fact that the Supreme Court upheld the ruling that it made a few years ago that PACs are allowed to give unlimited contributions to the candidates of the choice, it only reinforces my opinion that the American people are stupid, and I'll tell you why. Because what the contributions do will allow the candidate to buy ads. The ads are, almost all ads are propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
If people are going to believe the propaganda, then they're stupid. Now, if, for example, there was a candidate in the Deep South, and he had $10 billion worth of contributions, and he bought TV ads saying that the Ku Klux Klan should be the ruling class in the South, how many people do you think would believe that?
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, Joe.
Right?
Straight indeed. But here's the thing that I have a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? First of all, I have a whole problem with the fact that it's the Supreme Court. And to me, this is a direct, like, blow in the foot to something that they're supposed to be the protectors of.
Okay? Well, they did. They did.
That's my feeling on it. Like,
I know.
It's like you're going to the cops, and pretty much the cops are the ones that's helping the criminals.
Okay. But the Supreme Court doesn't say that nobody can form a PAC and nobody can round up millions of dollars. It does allow the rich to contribute their ready-made millions of dollars to candidates, but that's been done anyway. The thing is that if people, the American people, weren't so stupid, then the ads wouldn't mean a thing. Because if you tell me who, if I saw a TV ad every hour of the day for 30 days telling me that the Martians are coming, they're here, my mother was a Martian, and you better watch out, I would say, okay, you're wasting your money because you're not going to get me to believe this crap. The thing is that if American people weren't stupid, it wouldn't matter what the ads would be. See, the problem isn't the ads. The problem isn't the contributions. The problem is Congress, and the problem is the educational system. They don't teach people how to think. So if American people woke up, then, you know, you could pour all of Trump's money into any ad, and it wouldn't matter. And by the way, for the caller that's on the line now, when you're talking about the three branches of government supposedly checking one another, that's good in theory, but for me, I don't believe that they provide a good check and balance.
I don't think so with a lot of things. I think a lot of those governmental decisions that they make, for example, with our teens, where they'll give your children permission to go get pregnant, have sex, take birth control without a parent's consent. But should those things go wrong and there's a asthma attack, they need parents' consent before they'll touch them. So I think that's a little off the cuff. So, yeah, a lot of things don't get checked and balanced. The whole point is, as much as it might be in theory or on paper nowadays anyway, I feel that even though ad money might be just buying campaign ads, the whole idea is that for whatever it's worth, these formal limits should have been enough where at least it would regulate how often you see that many commercials about whatever. I still think it's not about always so much either people being stupid about the commercials they believe, but I will say that, frankly, it's about you being able to have an option based on what's there. Now, yes, the more money you have, of course, you're going to be able to access a lot more things. But I think when it comes down to candidacy, the other thing that was a problem with this ruling is they feel that this opens up rich people to be able to buy off any member of Congress if they feel like it, or as many people as possible with their money, and that just seems to be the way it is.
Well,
right now, this whole particular thing was amped up by the Ghost Brothers. Now, you were saying, Joe?
Well, that's the way it's always been. I mean, when people are running for office, they're not going to go into the street and try to get grassroots except to get headlines, but they are going to try to get money from the rich people. That's the way it's been for, over 100 years.
Right, they're already doing it.
Yeah. But it wouldn't... I understand people's plight or people's being, upset about this, but to me, it's like even if they limited it, the rich people would still get in because the American people, in my opinion, as a whole, from coast to coast, are a bunch of dummies. They keep re-electing the same crooks over and over again. And as far as I'm concerned, if you keep electing the same people that are raising your taxes in favor of inflation, they
right.
have laws which don't make sense, and you keep re-electing them, that's on the stupidity of the American people.
Well, let me ask you a question, Joe.
Hmm.
Let's say that, do you believe that, especially with, if you say that this ruling is not new, it's been going on, don't you think that maybe if the people who keep getting reelected are, is because that it would be people funding and being behind all sorts of the ways of the play across the stage, that this is all they have to choose from?
In a way, you're right, because poor people generally don't run for office, but that's, again, because of the stupidity of the American people. Any person who's a farmer who comes from any neighborhood, if they have a good idea, they should be able to have a bully pulpit so that they can go out there and express their viewpoints and let people know they actually are there to help them out and they're honest. But people don't listen to them. They listen to the people on TV. They listen to the people who come over on the radio. That's the stupidity of the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea.
And the thing is, and you know, one thing, and it's funny, we fail to, and another viewpoint I have on this is that if this is to take place, then the hypocrisy is evident, and people should like really recognize that there are officials, many black, many white, you know, both, who should be exonerated. They've been scolded in the public. They've been reprimanded officially. They've been put out of office very recently. You know, it's funny. I can recall several black councilmen and mayoral candidates in Washington, D.C., who spearheaded campaigns to, offset some of the ramifications in public school system and spearheaded some of the grassroots pushes that would have really been helpful. But those same people for doing certain things were reprimanded and put out of office because they had too many donations. You know, they started looking through their background and finding that there was too much money and it was more money than was claimed, and they're supposedly
well,
with
yeah,
the cap.
That's
very
correct.
Funny.
Yeah,
that's very
well, yeah, well, if you say more money than was claimed, a lot of them, they didn't pay taxes, and also when it comes to running for office, you have to fill out documents letting the Fed Election Committee? I think it's the FEC. Have to let them know how much money you received in donations and how much you spent. Now, a lot of these particular candidates, they try to get by cutting corners, and they don't report the accurate amounts of donations that they get and the expenses that they expend. So when they do that and they get caught, then they get reprimanded. You know, that happens to all candidates.
You know, you mentioned something, Joe, that as brutally honest as it is, I think is definitely necessary. Yeah, you know, in a lot of ways, we definitely are as silly as hell when it comes to certain things. Where we continually we see it continually happening. We complain about it. We grumble in the corner. Very few of us actually go out and do the right thing. What I mean by the right thing is the thing that makes a difference. It's true. Now, bringing up what you just said, now, why is it that this country always seems to react? We never proact. You understand? We always wait for somebody that has gotten away with all of our money for some time, and then some big scandal comes out, they get caught. Now they want to reprimand them twice as hard.
Well, that's because they got caught. If they weren't caught, then nobody would know about it. So they would continue to get away with their particularly illegal activities.
I'm not talking about the people committing the crime. One second. I'm not talking about the people committing the crime. I'm talking about the people prosecuting the crime. Why is it that, like, everybody's supposed to have all these high-powered security checks and balances? Everybody's supposed to spot a crime when they see it coming. Nothing happened. And then this country goes further down and down. Our enemies tend to start knowing a whole lot more of the loopholes and where they can stick their little fish hooks and rip the seam through us. And then they turn around and they say, oh, now we need to tax you, America, so that we can have defense against them.
You know,
it's the worst. It's the worst. And now here we have the very people that's supposed to be the top dogs, the regulators of all, and everything that they're doing everything just to take away what supposedly we were built on.
Well, I'll tell you the answer, but you won't like it. The answer is everything is being done on purpose in order to bring down America. If you've done...
You know what, sweetheart? I agree with you, and there's nothing surprising to me about that answer whatsoever. You know what it reminds me of? I look at the way everything's going, and I'm a big sports buff.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when somebody's been paid to either throw a fight or throw a game,
mm-hmm.
that there's just a certain way the players in the field and the ring on the court start acting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, that's the way it's looking to me.
Yeah, well, the research...
Like they were scored by the third quarter, you throw the game because they had a great half, and all of a sudden you see your best players deliberately throwing shots they could have made with their eyes closed.
Yeah.
That's the way this government is starting to look to me.
Well, that's the way the government's been for a while. I mean, ever since 1913. See, it takes a lot of research to do it. You know, anybody can tell anybody that, the government's corrupt. Well, everybody knows that the government's corrupt, but they don't really know to what extent the government's corrupt. But there are official archives, there are white papers, there are articles written, there are whistleblowers that will tell you that the inner workings of the government, that there is a shadow government, you know, and then when people, even if they were elected into office, if they were really honest, that in order for them to stay in office so that they don't get thrown out, they have to comply with the shadow government. You know, they have to take money from the lobbyists, because they can't get enough money from the grassroots people in order to stay in office, in order to run the ads, in order to run newspaper ads, in order to fund their campaigns. So, unfortunately, that's the way it is. There is a concerted effort by the people in Congress to bring down America. And I'm not talking about just criminal neglect. They're doing it on purpose, a lot of them.
It doesn't sound too crazy to me, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. It really doesn't. There has to be an explanation why the greatest country in the world would be in such a dire straits the way it is. Like, almost like they're just sitting there going, there's a burning building. All right, no problem. Yeah, country got bombs, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you take a look at the national test scores as compared to other kids in other countries, they even speak English better than most Americans do.
Yep.
You know, so we don't rank well in science, math, language. Our universities are still very good, but the normal high school really sucks. And, again, there's corrupt politicians everywhere. Now, for example, take a look at black people. You've got a lot of black people in Congress, as mayors, as governors. What have they done for black people? As far as I can see, not too much.
Yeah, we're with you on that one.
You know, so it's not all white people.
And the ones that were noise no longer do. There's a lot of, Dave, you're right. And now, listen, I saw some things happen in the Zimmerman trial where I saw that the defense attorney tell the judge how he could reword certain laws to make it interpret out or something that really didn't mean what it was written to mean. And I just stood there watching the judge go, okay.
Well, I didn't
see
that particular part of the trial.
Laws.
Yeah.
crazy.
Are absolute laws. I mean,
it was me.
Well, the Zimmerman trial, yeah, the Trayvon Martin trial. I mean, there's you know, two different opinions about it. But the thing is that I'm concerned about the apathy of the American people at large, black, white, Hispanic, Asians, etc., all across the board, where people just think that America is just going along just fine, but it isn't.
No, I don't think America's been just fine for quite some time now.
I'll let you get back to your show. I just wanted to call in and find out what your opinion was about the Supreme Court thing. All right?
I thank you, Joe, very much for you joining in and welcome, okay?
Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Good night. That was definitely, I really appreciated his input and his education on the thing. And, you know, it's a sad situation where now the people who are supposed to protect the objectivity, you know, of the world, of the balance and fairness, you know, regulate what's supposed to be a fair shot, where every competition is supposed to have a fair running. You know, we already know that there are so many institutions in place and obstacles in place to stop one class of people from being in here. And it doesn't matter. At least the rules are in place to say that everybody has a fair shot at the apple in America. And it's turning out, as you said, more of the foreign countries are being able to advance themselves on our backs. More of the children are being educated while they're making sure American children are down in the education world.
Yes.
You know, what the hell is American factions coming to? All the things that we put in place, these massive corporations to regulate other corporations, these agencies in place to keep people safe, consumer protection, law protection, legal standpoints, all of the, what is it for? It's those very people our eyes are deliberately closing their eyes. Deliberately taking payola. Voting against the forefathers' absolution.
Yes, and that's crazy because a lot of times we don't recognize the foundations that were laid down for ideological purposes for freedom. Like for instance, one, did we know that federally it is illegal to have a national curriculum because it could quite possibly lead to manipulation of children, you know, and nationalistic, you know, education that could lead to, you know, lack of freedom, slavery, you know, mental slavery, bondage, kids being, you know, told whatever, that a nation that they're in, not isolated from the rest of the world, wants to tell them. We already have had such things with, you know, the school systems. I mean, even at HBCUs, they had to fight and chain doors and shut down buildings just to get African-American studies in the 70s. In HBCUs, there was no black studies. You know, there was no black studies anywhere. It was like a national curriculum that we had to fight against. Now, that is one statute, you know. When they suppress our educational freedom, that's another one. Now, with the Supreme Court ruling, that's suppressing our freedom of through democracy. Now it's fascism. Now the corporations can give as much money as they want. You know, they could put something in there that says there's no limit if, you know, majority of the money comes from, you know, something that gives back, or, you know, there could be language put inside of these laws. You know, beautiful language that does bring some virtue and righteousness to this country, but that's not what they're doing. So there is a way to do it. We don't need to be so surprised, right? Like, okay, yeah, there's a shadow government, yes. But there's a shadow government to every single institution in the United States of America. Every corporation, everything that's incorporated, everything that has some bylaws and a constitution It has its own shadow government, per se. When you go to work, you have to subscribe to the structures of your job, no matter what the United States of America and everyone else has to say. We know everything has a shadow government, so don't be so overwhelmed and surprised because we have a shadow government. It's true, but they don't have to be in the shadows, is what I'm saying. They're not in the shadows necessarily, because if we, you know, some of these things will die with history, because these are historical foundations that were laid. Some of them can die with time if no one mentions them, if no one talks about it, no one exposes the people, the wrongdoers.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. I have a new panelist coming in, so just hang on with me. Welcome to the show, Corey. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Katie. Hi, panel.
Hi, how are you, darling? Welcome.
All right, what are you doing? Trying to get past this cold.
How do you feel about today's topic? America's Supreme Court has ruled that there will be no limits on campaign donations that could come from any one contributor.
I guess they put that in place because there were so many people that were getting caught doing that. And in other words, to save their ass, excuse my term, you know, and so not just that the black people won't look bad, but the higher up is either. It's a process. And they are not totally unaware that these things are happening. They just allow them enough rope, and when opportunities, when the opportunity, is convenient or arises, like they have to expose somebody, you know. But basically, on the other hand, how I feel it is on a personal level. This is just how I feel. Any elected official has sort of sold a soul and walked in with their eyes open. Like I said, it's a process. That's just like if you want to become a singer. You practice. You go home, you practice, and then you vision, you sing it. You understand? So to me, nobody that's in power or in office walks in with their eyes closed. I feel that to a certain degree that they must sell their soul, because they're not letting anybody in. Just like the gentleman said, I was listening, and the gentleman said that the government is more empowered and people don't realize to what extent. There is none. There is none. There's nothing that they wouldn't do. There's nothing that they couldn't do. So there is no limit on how far they'll go. And in the same breath that you say that, you turn around and you say that there's black people in office, and what have they done for their people? But if you're dealing with a government that has no limitations on what, when, how, what they will do, then how much you think that they're going to really allow them to do? Seriously.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have there's still a such thing as token niggas. You understand what I'm saying? And they will place them there just so we can feel comfortable and say, oh, well, they did put a black man in office. We're not realizing, like, the big picture is, like, he might be in office, but he's not in control of not a damn thing.
Not one thing.
Not a damn thing. Not just not one thing. Not a damn thing. They will not allow him to do anything that they do not want him to do. And if they find someone who has that spirit, who has that energy, who has that determination to do something against them, they will be removed. Simple as that. They are in full control. Don't get it twisted. So they can put as many choking niggas in there as they want to keep the blinders over our eyes. Like, we're supposed to be content with that, and we're supposed to be okay with that, just them being in office. But don't get it twisted. They are not going to allow them to do a damn thing.
Wow. It is. It's sad. Just looking at, like I was saying earlier, you know, we just had a discussion about the Supreme Court ruling in favor of police not needing a warrant to search your house. And, you know, even though it was cleared up a little bit more with our legal expert, Kenneth Foote, pretty much it boils down to the same damn thing. I mean, it has a double-edged sword to it because, on one respect, for some real abuse victims who are being held against their will or, you know, hurt and the protection of, you know, if the homeowner says no or one of two people in the house occupying the place says no, they can't enter. But on the other hand, what really are they really just going to go in for what's in their face, take care of that and leave? And with so much more higher crooked cops and corrupt brutalities and everything going along with that, you know, that just added, gave them more open avenues to continue doing certain things.
Right. And so, we stop,
you know,
right now.
What's
we
bothering
right
me
low.
Is that the, right. And I think what bothers me most about this is that at the brunt and the base of all this, it's the Supreme Court that's saying we need to protect the rights of the country, but guess what? We just sold the rights of the company away. Oh, what's the matter with that? You know what? One little problem means we got to uproot everything that America's been standing for. So leave it alone with the Supreme Court.
Right.
You know, meanwhile, now they've given added protection to those that are not so scrupulous about the positions that they're in, or for those people who have been the very people guilty of over donating to a campaign for bad reasons. Now they can look anybody in the face and go, "So what? The Constitution said we could do it." Who are you going to run to? You know, they're like the Freedom Busters or something. It's crazy. It's really crazy. Well, what exactly does America stand for anymore? What do we stand for? Is there so much internal hatred amongst each other? Are we that divided by class and color and class? And I mean, what do we stand for? You know, what is America meaning? Are we just a capitalist country that we're about getting the dough, the dollars, the pennies by any means necessary? And how many more little people is left to sacrifice? How many little of people are left to sacrifice in this mess? And as I said, Clarence Thomas said if he would go further if he had the authority and eliminate all limits.
Eliminate what?
And what that means is that idiot don't realize that should he have done that, the first person that's going to go over into the fire is going to be him.
What did he say?
Idiot. I said he's busy advocating for that nonsense. And the minute that they've used up all the other little sacrificial lambs and they're ready now, it's just them, who do you think they're going to go to the fire first in the Supreme Court land?
Oh, man.
I would take away all of it. I would just remove all the limits. If it was up to me, I would do that. I'd wipe out everybody. All righty, then. There's another panelist coming in. Ladies, if you are together, one of you needs to mute your phone. So hang on a minute while I bring them in.
Mute your phone.
Hello. Welcome, Arlene. How are you?
Huh. Hi, Katie. Hi, panel. How are you guys doing?
Hi. What do you feel, Arlene?
Well, personally, I just feel like the object of the game in its entirety is to maintain a certain level of suppression across the board. Because, you know, it's not only in existence in Congress and in office, it's in existence around the globe. Anybody who has money, actors, singers alike. Because if you really look at it, when it comes to the actors and actresses, their whole world is separated from ours. They don't reach back. They don't look back. They might, just to, you know, keep us quiet. You know, they'll be, okay, well, go back into your neighborhood and give out some turkeys for Thanksgiving. That ought to hold them until next year. You know what I mean? But to come into our neighborhood and do some something really, really positive, that has not happened yet. I mean, they'll go to Chicago, they'll go here, they'll go there, but you don't hear nothing in Brooklyn at all. Like Publishers Clearing House is going to come knock on the door in the project and be like, you have just won $1 million. All of it is rigged. You know what I'm saying? Even when I watch these Publishers Clearing House commercials, it's always somebody that already got a damn house and a car and a mansion. You understand what
right.
I'm saying? I don't see them taking nobody off the street that's dirty and hungry and homeless and say, you know what, you just won. You know what I mean? So it's not just in Congress. I didn't pick Obama because he was black. I picked him because he was the lesser of the two evils.
I understand that.
You know what I mean?
Too.
And it's like a game of cards, Katie. And we working with deuces, trays, fours, and fives. They working with the aces, kings, queens. So it doesn't matter what hand. You can have a damn full house, but his full house of kings beat yours, or his full house of aces beat yours. You understand that we always been on the lower man on the totem pole, and it's designed like that. Okay, yeah, we tired of hearing the white man this and the white man that. But you know what? Fact is fact. You know what I'm saying? They're in control of a lot of things that we can do, can say. Just like with our taxes. We go out, we work, whoever Uncle Sam is, I don't know. He never sent me a birthday card. He never even gave me a call. But he get my money before I do. Never even met the man. You understand what I'm saying? And they just tax the same money. Oh, it's designed. Look at your paycheck when you get paid. They tax you before you get your money from your job. And every time you go to the store, you pay in taxes. That's the same damn money being taxed 3, 4, 5, and 6, however many times you go to the store and they tax you, you're being taxed on that same money. So we sitting here thinking we got these little good jobs and we making $35,000 a year, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. By the time they finish taxing you on everything you spend, what are you really making? You know what I'm saying? So they got their hand in it full circle. They're in control. We might as well not even fool ourselves. We're just players in a movie, and we are not the directors, nor the producers, nor nobody that's of substance. And we're playing the part unwillingly but willingly. And that's just how it is. So I keep it going with myself because I'm not going to sell myself no dream. You know, if you know better, you know better. If you don't know, then you don't know. But if you know, then act like you know. And that's what I do. I act like I know what's real.
Well, like I said, I believe right now we're living in a diminishing country. And what I mean by that is what once used to be broad, wide streets is like every time you walk past it, I forgot which movie it was, where there was like this erosion thing going on, and every time somebody walked down the road, after they stepped over one block, the block behind them blew up, so it was gone. So they had to keep moving forward in order to keep on the ground and not fall in the hole. And that's what seems to be happening here. It's like, first we dealt with racism, then we dealt with corrupt cops, then we dealt with housing fraud, then we dealt with budget cuts, then we dealt with this. Now we're finding out that the people behind her are the people who are supposed to be in place to stop all that unfair acts from happening. Who do you trust anymore? The Consumer Fair Reporting Act, the Consumer Safety Protection Act, they're in place to stop unfair, unsafe products from being distributed to the public. Yet they're importing from China, knowing very well that all of those things are coming to America, being imported faulty. They have baby products that are being imported right past all this Consumer Safety Protection Commission, all of these things. And yet, thousands of babies are dying to defective products every year or injured. Because they're selling out our jobs to outsourcing, paying them less money for more labor, but the labor that they're turning back doesn't necessarily mean it's quality labor. So the people who is in place to be at the borders inspecting all this crap is going, okay, well, let me see. There's 1,000, 100,000 boxes. I'm not going through all that. I think a good amount of the check is 100. That should mean the rest of the shipping is fine.
And it gets better than that, Katie. At one point in time, anything that was edible had to be passed through the FDA. Now, they tell you that it hasn't been approved by the FDA, but it's on the market. Then, months later, you'll find out that they had a recall because it was tainted. It was something. You know what I'm saying? But you're steady letting this pass through the FDA. If it's something that's going through our digestive system, then how is it allowed to be passed? How is it allowed to go through the FDA, get by the FDA, not be approved by the FDA, but approved just enough for it to be on the market to sell to people? Seriously?
Oh, that's my action. Katie, did you, my daughter, Angel, she's a health nut, thank God, and she keeps herself abreast of what's going on. She sent me a video the other day about the meat that we're eating. And the FDA, they are letting us know that they are allowing these farmers who are raising these cattle to cut out the tumors, the boils, the infection, cut around it, and still sell the rest of the meat to the public.
Right. They were proving cloned meat at one point.
They cloned dinosaurs.
Listen,
I mean, like,
that's
seriously.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Listen, they say don't believe everything you see. But this picture of this little dinosaur that was cloned by this and inserted into this ostrich. You can look on Facebook that this certain duck,
it has web feet.
Yes, a dinosaur, and the scientist who cloned it is so amazed and over elated that she can do this. Then now she's talking about in the next 10 years, we can repopulate the world with dinosaurs. Who ever heard of that? Dinosaurs and people don't mix.
Wow. Let me tell you, I'm reading a disturbing article about tilapia fish, salmon, sea bass, catfish, and cod. Apparently now they're common farm-raised fish, and they have a higher fatty content than bacon and burgers. And not only that, they have 10 times the cancer rate, causing organic pollutants compared to wild variety. Now, yet and still, in the black communities, tilapia is one of the most flooded packed and flooded distributed fish nowadays. It's the new thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's totally crazy. And we're supposed to have these agricultural people in place. That is the United States Department of Agriculture, who makes you go through all of these food serve, safe serve, certified health classes to take these certificates if you're going to handle food. But yet, these farmers are passing this off right through to us. So who is really defending the berries?
Nobody.
Who's defending our perimeter?
Nobody. You know what, to me, I'm going to keep striving. I'm now never going to give up for no reason until the last breath. You're going to have to just say, Arlene, keep still. Go ahead, it's okay, because I'm not even going to lay down for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to always continue to strive, but I'm always going to be I'm going to always educate myself and elevate my mind and be open to what is actually going on. I don't want to live this life with blinders on. You know what I'm saying? We grew up in a whole different time. Things are totally, totally different. And if we stay behind back in the days how we were raised, then we're not dealing with reality, because this whole entire world is totally different from the 50s and the 60s. You know what I mean? And as we're the adults for today, and if we don't keep our minds open, we're going to get swallowed up whole by the economy, by our neighbors, by our jobs, by the new generation of Generation X, the kids, everything. So the people who are 50 and over, they better wake up. They better wake up and smell that coffee. You know why? Because I could see it getting to the point where there is not one elderly person walking the street because they're so scared to come out of their homes to go to the store or to go to the check cashing place because somebody's knocking them out, raping them, killing them, and doing stuff. You know, so we need to talk as much as possible and strengthen ourselves as much as possible, our minds and our bodies, because we are the elderly of tomorrow. And I think just like that. When I get 65, I don't want to be walking across the street and somebody snatch my pocketbook and drag my ass across the street. I'd rather have a kid ask me, do I need some help across the street? So we need to address a lot of issues, because if we don't, we're going to be hostages in our own homes as we grow older. So, and that's real talk.
If we're not already economically imprisoned as it is, economically, socially, you know, countrywide, politically, it's crazy. It's crazy. You can't turn to the cops because if you're a certain color, you might get gunned down before somebody believes that you're a victim. You can't turn to the government because the government is pretty much picking and choosing who they feel is supportive. You can't go to the government's regulators because they're busy saying, listen, you just have a housing problem. Listen, if you've been where you're at for that all this time, just deal with it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
You know, yeah, you can't turn to the USDA to tell them about poisonous food, because apparently they're the people who are supposed to stop the poisonous food from coming through. But yet somehow it winds up getting in here to cause an epidemic. Okay? You can't go to the people who are supposed to help you get insurance for your health, because, you know, now they're trying to shut down anything that deals with covering everybody. And the people who's in place to say, you know, let's think about the country on a whole, are too busy thinking about the country and from their backyard's perspective. Forgetting the fact that if it's a virus, you know, you being a member of the Knights of Columbus, is not going to stop that airborne virus from eating you too.
It's showing. Mm-hmm. And you know what, baby?
So businessly, financially, so intelligently stupid.
And you know what, Katie? I don't think that for one second that I exaggerate at any part of the empowered
government that the government has. I don't think, like, I'm stretching it by far with the imagination. No, I'm not. I'm just trying to be as real with it as possible, so that way with the God of my understanding, when he allows me to empower myself with the proper tools and the proper artillery that I need to in order for me to survive out here. I'm not trying to create anything with anyone. I'm just saying that if keeping it real, you know, that will keep me up, that'll keep me alive longer. You know, if I just keep it, if I keep my reality up front and what it is, then that will help me to learn how to deal with situations that is at hand on a personal level. But if I stay in denial, you know, I'm going to be walked on, stomped on, spit on, chewed up, and thrown in the garbage. So if I don't have any strength with me whatsoever, I'm just going to be I'm going to be one of the fallen.
Right, I can understand that. It's very crazy. And like I said, you know, this country's strength, freedom, different in different from the rest of the world. Once becoming a first country, a first world country, we're none of that anymore. America doesn't even have the same power or kick or punch to it to say anymore. And it's sad. Mm-hmm. It's like we've all become, I don't know, a mummified people,
mm-hmm.
an insensitive group.
America don't let stuff get out of hand, Katie. You know what I'm saying? Certain things you can't take back. Like when you talk, when you speak, once you said it, you said it. It's out there. And America has put herself in so many different positions that you can't get out of now, and it's just out of control. You know what I mean? And now the good have to suffer. You know, it's like the Peter Paper Paul syndrome. They did this, so we have to pay for it. They did that, so we have to pay for it. Look, I mean, seriously, then they put these little commercials on TV to touch our hearts, because definitely they're not touching the heart of the youth, because the youth is on a whole different level from the adults. They're reaching into our homes, and they're putting all these commercials on, feed a hungry child, adopt this dog, do this and do. Shit, I'm hungry. You understand what I'm saying? You don't have to go across the country to find somebody hungry. You don't have to go across the country to find somebody who's orphaned. You ain't got to go across the world to find a black kid that don't have nobody. You know what I'm saying? They got all these stars. Oh, adopting this kid, that kid, from different countries. I'm like, what about us? What about this country? Y'all focusing on everybody else's country. And my motto is, when you want to keep the focus off yourself, what do? You put it on somebody else. And I think that's one of the tactics that they're using, because they're keeping the focus on all these other countries so we don't focus on what's going on here. And as Americans, we need to stop concerning ourselves with what's going on in somebody else's freaking backyard and a whole world away from us. When we got, our backyard got burnt up ovens, old refrigerators. Clean your own stuff up. I'm going to go to your house and clean your house, and mine is filthy. But that's the mentality. You know what I'm saying? And it's the conditioning. And it's been a conditioning, and because the way they're implementing it, it doesn't feel like a conditioning. You know what I'm saying? I know when my hair is conditioned. You crazy? The texture is different. And all of this has been a conditioning for over years and years and years and years. This is not something new. This is something they've been mapping out for so long. You know, and now they're just bold enough to tell us about it. That's all.
Exactly. And honestly, like I said in my title tonight, it's Supreme Court now becoming the biggest alliance to bidding, putting our whole foundation and absolution of lie is bitter. You know, yep. It used to be that no matter what, there were things that were sacred in America. There were things that set us above Cuba. I mean, that was one of the reasons why we got into relation problems with Cuba, because we refused to stand and condone Castro stealing from the poor to better himself. And, you know, using child labor. You know, so it's like we were supposed to be the people to defend that type of stuff, to defend the underdog. Now we're turning ourselves into the biggest footstool there is.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Contradicting
but you know what? And that's what I was getting ready to say. Because, Katie, it just don't make, it's just sad. It's just really, really plain old sad. Okay? Because the same people that are talking, that are publicizing, that are promoting and doing all these activities to give attention to the other countries. And you're the same one who will walk past me or don't even know me, take my money, give me undernourished housing and undernourished food and just kick my butt all kind of ways. But then you have so much love and concern and compassion for somebody else. I mean, how do you turn off and on just like that? You understand what I'm saying? Either you care about people or you don't care about people. Either I could watch your son get hit by a car or either I can't watch your son get hit by a car. You know, to me, there is no balance in good and evil. Either you're good or you're evil. Then you're going to tell, now you're going to put an in-between in there. Like there's a balance in there somewhere. Oh, no, well, we don't want to see Mary's child get hit by a car, but I sure can watch Bill's child get hit by a car. Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. You know, almost like when you think about those movies with the people who need the organ transplants, that some people are on waiting lists and other people can actually buy their way to the top. So it's just so much that was once America no longer is. And then to have the people in place like that's what getting back to the topic, you know, that's supposed to be the guardians of this absolution, being the biggest sellouts, in my opinion.
Yeah. I used to be so proud, I mean, and say it with my chest out and everything, not even a padded bar on my chest, it used to be all the way across the street to be a part of America. But now I'm pretty much ashamed because we just sold out, period, across the board. Okay, so we got a person over here who's homeless and hungry, who don't have nothing. And then we got a person over here who has $1 million. Well, guess what? I'm going to help that person with $1 million. What kind of logic is that? You're not even looking at the fact that, okay, you know what? You get that homeless person a job. You clean them up. You educate them a little bit. They're going to be a productive member of society, you know, and just like our phone system, everything, the consumer used to have some type of value. They used to value us as consumers. Now, there's so many people here, they don't care if you don't patronize them. You done spent your money, you done been a loyal customer for 10, 15 years, and they don't care if you switch services. Why? Because 50 other million people is going to come and use them regardless. You know what I'm saying? It's so many people here now that the value of anything has been depleted. You know what I'm saying? I remember back in the days when you call the phone company and listen, I don't know what you're talking about. This is not supposed to be on my bill. I did not make that call. Okay, miss, no problem. We'll waive it. Calm down, relax. We value your patronism. Now it's like, what? Here, you want your account number? You know what I'm saying? So I just experienced that yesterday, so that's why probably it brought, you know, it brought it back to me, because I just felt so stripped. I felt like so unvaluable at this, at, you know, and it's my money that I'm spending, and I'm like looking at them and I'm like laughing it off. But I wanted to kill somebody. You know what I mean? Because seriously, you're going to let me spend my money every month for 10 and 15 years, and I lose my phone, and I got to pay straight up. I'm paying for lookout. I'm paying for protection. I'm paying for all of this stuff, and you're going to turn around and tell me I got to pay for a phone? And I've been with you for how long? Seriously? That would have never happened back then. They would have said, no, you know what, Ms. McGriff, don't even worry about it. We'll replace your phone. We value you as a customer. We want you to stay with Ooska Booska Communication. Now, yesterday, they treated me like they treated me like I was nothing, nobody. Like, my money didn't matter. My patronism didn't matter. My being a consumer with them didn't matter. I mean, it was just so cavalier, so nonchalant that I was like, wow. Soon as I get some money, I'm opening up my own communications company. You know what I'm saying? So it strips you in one way but empowers you in another, because that made me feel like, you know what? I want to do something about that. You know what I mean? So now I'm taking situations that I run into that are negative, and I'm saying, you know what? I'm not going to let it be a negative in my life for the rest of my life. I'm going to try to see if there's a way I could fix that. I mean, it might be far-fetched, but at least I'm not feeling so bad at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just worthless. I refuse to
feel worthless. Yeah, there's no thing that used to be. No longer can you even find a live person to take care of an issue anymore. Everything is computerized. You can't. Seriously, I have a cell phone company that I'm calling when there's a problem done, and every time you press one option, they give you another automated option to go see, and you never find a live person. You know, you're going to the Metro cards now. There's a machine giving you your car fare. You know, you got to mail stuff off to people. I don't even know if there's a real person at the other end of the mailing option. So many things right now is bringing America down further. It's making us everything that we say is savage of other cultures and other places. We are becoming a big target to ourselves. So as to what our previous caller said, is this a deliberate plan? Is America really, really deliberately trying to self-destruct itself so that they can rebuild a new something with more of what they feel and see fit to be? I mean, I don't know.
Well, they figure they got enough money. They going to the moon anyway. So, you know, like, they really just don't even care.
They got a whole planet for themselves with all
exactly.
of this to self-destruct. So,
sure.
That's what it is. It is what it is. So
I knew it became real crucial when they don't have to no longer take responsibility for their actions. We must pay for their mistakes, our mistakes, and anybody else's mistakes. And I say that, for example, there was a situation, a personal situation, where one of my bosses, right, they did something that they wasn't supposed to do. And then they pawned it off on me. You know, like, since they didn't want to be responsible for it, then they had me to be responsible for it. And then, you know, and then I can, you're going to just push this off on me without my permission. And then I'm not supposed to have no fight back. Oh, so since you don't want to go with it, now you fired. What? And the union, what is a union? A union is supposed to be an organization that helps people, working people, when they have argument or something of that nature, and they can't seem to come to some kind of agreement per se, between themselves and their bosses or their supervisors or whomever written, whoever wrote you up. That was the union was formatted for. Man, I call the union, oh, well, we'll get back to you when 6 months later, I call, well, who did you speak to? I spoke to this one, this one, this one, that one. Well, they're no longer here. What? You know what I'm saying? They could just take your file, put it on the side, forget about you for 4 or 5 months. You know, and they just, to appease you, they will tell you, we'll give you a call back. Now the thing is, I'll get back to me in 1 week. And then when you call them that in that 1 week, the next thing is get back to me next week. Oh, I haven't had a chance to address that situation. I've been backed up. And I'll get back to you. And that applies for lawyers, too. I'm hiring you to handle my case. You're working for me. How is it now that I need to take your mess and you don't feel like dealing with me today, you don't have to? What?
That is the state of America as it stands right now. I'm getting back on tonight's topic with regard to the Supreme Court ruling on the no limit to campaign donations. I mean, look, I see you, caller, just give me a minute. There is a chain of snowball link when it starts with the candidate who has certain views. Okay, well, that candidate you can only give X amount of dollars to, but he's part of an organization that champions his causes or his beliefs or his projects. So you know what? I can't give to him directly, but since he's part of the corporation, we can fund that corporation. We can have access to that corporation. We can make sure that corporation has offices worldwide and spread the news in that language. Okay, we got to stop funding that? Okay, well, we can keep that going, and then we can use the charity club from that company, because charity is a different story, and while what we will do is we'll use that charity donation and tell everybody that the money is theirs. All they have to do is X, Y, and Z. So all their money is continuously funding something else to keep the engine running and making sure that we, as the people with lesser means financially, we have to stop the race after a certain time, because that's as far as we can go. So in the end of it all, do we really have a voting choice? Is there really options to choose from? Do we wind up having elections where we don't really like any of the candidates, but we'd rather have one person more than the other? Just like you said, I don't know which one of the twins. You didn't choose Obama because he was black. You chose him because between the two candidates we had to choose from, he was the lesser of two evils. So is that where we're at? And now with the main faction in place, the main group of champions and guardians of our sanctity, of freedom and laws and equality and diversity and religion, the same people that were put in place to preserve that at all costs, are being the biggest sellouts. They're actually taking it out of the secret safe and putting it on the table and saying, all right, here, we're going for 20, who's there, okay, do I hit 25, do I have 20, 25, do I hit 30, do I have 30? This is where we're at. Everything about America's sanctity, everything about America's liberal way of being, everything about America's freedom policy, is being put on the proverbial table to be auctioned off to whichever coach brother is the highest paying bidder. Let me bring our panelists in, because we have just a few minutes left in the segment. Welcome to the show, Cole. You're on the air.
Good evening, Katie. This is Al Tariq Atkins calling.
Hey, Al Tariq. Welcome.
How you doing? Hey, how y'all doing?
What are you thinking about tonight's subject? We're speaking on the Supreme Court ruling about removing the limits of how much donations and campaign funds can be given to not just the candidate, but to anything about whatever it is they like. Well, the coach
The Koch brothers brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Supreme Court ruling on that.
Mm-hmm. It's no surprise to me, really. You know, because a lot of things are going a certain way nowadays, so they're going to do as they always done, strategize to fit things the way that they want them to fit. So if it has anything to do with those, they're just really widening the gap, you know, as far as, what's the name of that, you know, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and those who have certain rights because of their richness will get, you know, better treatment, you know, even more so. So there's really no surprise to me, you know, because as they say, you know, and I've seen somebody who has a lot of money, you know, and I think he's one of the people that's over the World Bank said that, you know, politics don't mean nothing when you got a whole lot of money. The same as that case that just went on that we were talking about. So if you have a lot of money, you can influence the people who make the laws and the rules. And that's just how it's been. It's really been like that. It's not the hand that we see as far as the body of politics, you know, as far as government. It's the hidden hands that we don't see. These major corporations and people with all these billions of dollars that they have to really play with them. You know, they got to go by them. They're the unseen hand. We're seeing what's before our face as far as the president and all these people. It's a bigger hand going on behind the hand that we see. So this is why we start seeing these other things coming down the pipe, because they're just showing you how things really can be or how they really are.
That's a great point. That really is a great point. And it's sad because as the previous, well, the callers now, and so we had a caller on early. I don't know how long you've been listening in, but pretty much, he signed up a lot of things that sound scary but are as truthful as hell. It's like, it seems like it's a internal conspiracy plan of self-destruction.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Almost like, oh, well, we've done this for so long, where's it gotten us? And as I brought out as an analogy comparison was, pretty much that, it's like when you see your favorite team and you know that they're winners all the way through, that rarely, if ever, do they lose, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly you're in the biggest game of your life. This is the make or break you. And all of a sudden they played, let's say, you know, one of 2-hour games. They get down to an hour and a half of a 2-hour game, and suddenly they just, the best players start acting like they couldn't handle the easiest shot ever, or the easiest golf hit, or the easiest football catch. And suddenly, you're wondering, well, what the hell just got into you? You were doing well all this game. And then, you know, let's flip the scene to behind the scenes 3 hours later, and you see somebody got a call in the locker room stating, throw the game or you die. You know, that's what it seems like. It's like, where's our future? Where's our, you know, at the risk of sounding like a preacher, listeners, this is a situation like, what are our options? If we can't count on the regulators to regulate, because either they're in the pocket of these people, or money is the main focus, you know, we talked about how the separation of church and state became something that was brought to a whole different level.
Mm-hmm.
Where now they're having kids being penalized for writing an opinion essay and using something that deals with religion. How they're trying to take out the word under God from the Pledge of Allegiance, the very thing that our grateful forefathers used to show that their gratitude for being able to accomplish getting freedom from a land that they couldn't take, being controlled by.
Mm-hmm.
Now the greatest country in the world is being controlled and manipulated by countries that survive with rocks and sand in a cave.
Mm.
So how do you do this? What do we do? The Supreme Court, as I said, is supposed to be our big kahunas. When all other millions of courts across the land fail, when all other laws have been played with in the civil courts or in the local branches, you go to the big mamas now. And whatever they say is what it is. And so far, the last two times that's ruled by the Supreme Court. No, my bad. Let me take them back. The last three times that Supreme Court's ruling has been publicized news and big controversial news, okay, has affected the biggest, most important changes in the world. First was removal of the Voters' Rights Act of 1965, meaning that now they removed something because they believe, check this out, wait for it, racism is no longer a factor in this country. That would be laughable if it wasn't so dangerous. The second time was now, police don't have to wait for two people to consent to go in and search your home if there's a domestic violence call. Now only one person can say come in. And before you know it, you were called in for domestic violence. Now you're arrested for possession of guns. Or now you're arrested because you're walking while black. And now today, rich people can fund anybody they want as often as they want, as much as they want.
It's turning into a, from the looks of it, and it's a shame, and I hope that it would not happen. But I was taught from a little boy that one day that things will be more of a militarized type structure within the communities, you know, as far as like even martial law, tanks being brought in and all that. And I'm hoping and praying that it doesn't get to that level, but the way that certain things are going down, it looks like it's pointing that way. You know, they say sometimes the things that Tupac said was prophetic, and I never forget that song, The Letter to the President. You know, dear Mr. President, he said, tell me what to do. These, you know, Negroes is acting up in the hood, send more troops. So, you know, I'm hoping that it's really not getting that way. But the way certain things are coming down the pike now, it seems like it may be starting to be really set in motion.
Wow. This is crazy. It's crazy, like I said. You know, if you're having a problem with a student, and you're supposed to tell the teacher, but the teacher is siding with that student, or is all for the violence, or all for the corruption, then you're supposed to go to the principal, but the principal is involved with it. Then you're supposed to be able to go to the superintendent, but the superintendent is all for it. So where is the balance? Where's the order? Where's the justice? Where's the protection? You start off believing that the cops will have your back, but you can't be black and ask for a cop's help. You start believing you're sending your children to the next best protective place, which is school. Now the schools are involved with being part of a scandal, impregnating your daughters or molesting your sons. You start believing that once you go past that and go to a court, that the court is going to protect you or make justice happen. But they're too busy trying to pick and choose who your contributors are.
Sure.
So exactly, who is in charge? And while we're sitting up here, we're shooting up our own internal troops, we're allowing the outsiders to come in and go, yeah, right, America, be quiet, get out of here, go on the table. You're from where? okay. Yeah, next. That would have never been us a few years back. I don't even think that we have any clout at the political talks anymore.
It's about that foundation, KD, is mentioned, and that's mentioned in Scripture about the foundation. And if the foundation is not right, rather political or anything, if the spirit of what is going on and there's no integrity, no true character, no great moral standing in the so-called great country, then eventually it will be exposed and the house will fall. It's evident.
We're supposed to be a great country with a grand design, with a great plan, that everybody wanted to be follow America's template. And right now, what is the grand design? If the grand design is to self-destruct, then what does it work for? I never understood that.
It works systematically. Systematically is funny because the system will work if we went back to those foundations and everything, but they don't want to do that. And it's so funny because if it goes down, it keeps them safe now, and it keeps their biases safe too. Because they say that if you close the, if like certain things can be done, and they choose not to do them. Like if they close the economic. Oh, no, if they close the education, the gap in achievement and education, GDP would go up by hundreds of millions of dollars, and the economy would recover. They know this. This is a fact if you look it up. But they do nothing. So, but if we go back to the foundations of trying to teach, but they do nothing. So, it does, I don't know who the they is, but I just can't speak for myself, we have to just speak for ourselves, because this is us. It's Supreme Court, they rule, but the people haven't spoken. People have not spoken.
I don't know. What does the people mean now?
Right.
That's the whole thing. We have all these cute little flag models and all these cute little bumper stickers that say the voice of the people, speaking for the people. The people have spoken. What have we spoken? What people? Who?
Yeah.
Who? What? When? Where? Why? If the people are all represented by the Supreme Court justices. And you know what else the previous caller said that is sad but so damn true? Is that all the black leaders that are in office or was in place, what have they done for black people? What have they done? What are they doing now? They're busy getting themselves in scandals. So they don't even have credit or credibility in talks anymore. We spoke about Charles Rangel, who had he was one of the most active activists that got some things done in Harlem, New York. But while he was getting things done in Harlem, New York, he was busy using properties for low-income housing or for rent-stabilized apartments for his own purposes. And him and his wife were actually personally using one of four. And now that became a scandal of which he was, even if it wasn't as bad as the charges made it seem, it was enough for them to find something wrong, which, of course, they're going to do. I'm going to give you a little bit of an example for those of you that are playing around with your positions and thinking that you've got all the time in the world and that your skin color doesn't matter or your class doesn't matter. There was an incident in a local neighborhood, okay? There was an upstanding general manager of a local fast food chain, right? One of the branches. Now, this manager just moved into the borough that he works in. Just moved into the borough that he worked in. Knew nothing about the geographical locations of where the local precinct was, because he was just new to the borough. Okay, his job as the manager is to protect his crew and to protect the facility and the patrons that are in it. He went with his employee to go make sure that the grease trap and the garbage was properly
disposed of, that everything was lined up, that there were no backups or anything. As he was moving the dumpster around to prepare it for the private garbage pickup, he finds a gun underneath the dumpster. Either it fell out or whatever. Now, his first thing, where most people would have said, oh boy, what am I doing? Oh my goodness, let me throw it away or let me do something. He decided he wanted to do the right thing because he's one of those silly people that, you know, he advocates for his corporation like SpongeBob does for the Krusty Krab. And he said, I'm going to turn this into the police. Now, do you understand he is a black manager? Now, he went to the police with this. First of all, didn't know where he was going. So after he went to go pick up his daughter, he's circling around because the precinct number, he believed, was the same street of the precinct number. The 102nd precinct, he thought, was supposed to be on 102nd Street. Okay, so that's what his logic was. So he's driving around, can't find this precinct to save his life, only to find out it was 16 blocks down the road. Now, when he finally said, oh, now I can't find my bag, I can't find the gun, nothing, he comes home and gets a message from the police that they found his bag and they wanted him to come down to the precinct to talk about it. Now, we all know what that means. But you know, all of us knew what was wrong, and we said to him, listen, you got nothing to worry about because it's your job. You got no record. There's nothing. You want to talk about fingerprints? You picked up the gun because you didn't know what it was. You got it, blah, blah, blah. Okay. When he gets there, they could find nothing wrong with the man to put anything on this gun with. He had a perfectly plausible explanation. It fit with everybody's witness accounts of it. They would not let this black man walk without attaching some charge to him. They jailed him for the 48 hours. They finally came up with, attempted possession. How the hell do you charge somebody saying that they thought about possessing a gun? How can you charge somebody on what you think that they intended to do?
Oh, my God.
Something. The prosecutors could not be wrong. They couldn't say, well, we made a mistake and we dismissed the charges. They put this man through hell for trying to do the right damn thing. So what a twisted, great-ass first country we are. You get the message out that if you are a good Samaritan, you're a suspect. You give the thing out, you give the message out that if you are a certain color, don't be a victim. You also send the message that this is a people-run country. This is a people choice country. But if you are not rich enough and you're not a certain color, you are not of the people. Because at the end of the day, our big fight, our forefathers' right to be free, culturally equal, be people, be able to do whatever, it doesn't matter if you don't have a good enough bank account and if your last name doesn't spell Koch or Coach. Very sad thing, America. And everybody, as this man said, is re-electing the same old demons. Everybody's grumbling about the demons they re-elected. Everybody's talking about it on social media. Nobody's out there in the real media. All the beacons are closing their doors and selling out their spirituality for virtual reality. Every parent is trying to trade in the value of their family, the sanctity of their individual privacies to get a little bit of fame on an already billionaire show. Everybody's allowing their individual cultures and identity to be sold out to the highest bidder and replicated in the worst manner, but capitalized on in their version of it. And nobody's giving a damn about the fundamentality of everything the fundamentalism of what this country spoke to me. And meanwhile, those very people we sit on our lofty perches for and look down on or had them come begging us for help or looking to us for whatever are now looking at us and going, I'm just going to let them mess themselves up. In a little while, we won't even have to fight. We just walk right in the front door and they'll give us themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do, America? Who do we turn to?
Nobody. Do you know what to, you know what, Katie? I'm listening to what you're saying, and you know, even down when it comes down to the voting, I don't even believe in that anymore. After the Florida thing and all of the other stuff that has happened since then, I don't even believe that, our votes are even put in the way that they're supposed to be put in. I think Obama won just so we could shut the hell up, just so they could say they put a black person in office. You know what I'm saying? But they're in control of that too. So it's, to me, whoever they want to be in there, that's who's in there. Regardless of how we vote, that's my. We don't. We're not in control of none of that.
Oof.
After they sabotaged Florida that time, and who did they put in office? Some dingbat. You know what I'm saying? But they had it on the news how the votes was messed with, tampered with, sabotaged. People were going to polls that were broken down and all of a sudden and this, that. There's so much different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly believe that, you know, they get us to a certain point and then they'll give us a little something to calm us down. Like, know, you got a headache, you take an ibuprofen. You know what I'm saying? To tone down that headache. I think they feel like, well, if we making too much noise, they have to do something to shut us down. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just like when you go to welfare, you act like a complete idiot until they give you a $5 food stamp. After they give you $5, you good money, your mouth is shut, you like, phew, you exhaling, you going home. You understand? And I think that's the method that they use on us to keep us at a certain level where we don't really just wow out. Not in a negative way. Not in a negative way. But I mean, like, really put on our thinking cap and come up with some ideas to make some real changes. Or maybe we might even do some research and find a little loophole that they didn't come across, which, you know, I doubt very seriously, but you know, something that will work for us.
And
so
also,
they have to do something every now and then. Every now and then, they got to do something like here. Like, you know, the crumbs. Like when they gave us back $1,000 in taxes. Everybody was, whoa, yeah, hey, whoa. Listen, they took $7,000 from you. Are you happy because they gave you back $1,000? Now, I would have been happy if you gave me back my whole $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So they throw little stuff in there just so we could quiet down and just so we could feel like they give a damn about us. And, you know, like we kind of go for it. So.
And they realize they really realize they could do that. They could just give us anything. Now, look at this. Now, the Voting Rights Act, that used to be a protection because our vote was suppressed for so long. Now, it was supposed to be reauthorized. These things are reauthorized, these acts, so mm-hmm. that they continue to be protections. I don't think they reauthorized it. I think they let it die. And the fact that they let it die, every single congressman all across this country should be gone in the next election, like whatever election, whatever we have coming up, they all got to go. They all, because everybody got to go clean slate, because for something like that to not be reauthorized, and I'm just thinking of this, any of them in office.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you could put people, you could do it. I think you could actually do that too. I think we could do that. I don't think that's that far fetched because that's crazy, and they know that. And we've taken no acknowledgement of the power that we have, and they acknowledge it. That's why they try to suppress it and give us a little bit here, a little bit there, just
mm-hmm.
like they know we'll be appeased by the pennies.
Mm-hmm. When all the while they owe us many, many dollars.
Exactly.
Now, like just because we're in a time right now, the election in D.C. happened today, and yesterday, and the announcement was today. I'm not even going to touch that right now. I'm not going to touch it right now, but the implications behind it all, you know, it's everything we're talking about now. You know, all of that happened in D.C. That happened here. Everything we're talking about happened here. I've been to the Supreme Court a few times. It's crazy. Like, it's crazy. These people, these human beings, are making these crazy decisions. You know, and there's some human beings that are, you know, these are human beings. We can get to them too, to an extent. You know, we can get our voice heard, to an extent. You know. But we need to realize, too, these things are happening. Like, these people are doing this every day. You know?
I'm sorry. I just have to say that. I'm sorry. But I just need to throw this in there, just for food for thought, right? Like my sister said, you know, they gave us that little $1,000, right? And we were so daggone happy with that little $1,000. Like, we took our time and spent that. Just enough time for them to pass the law that all the holidays fall on Mondays now. And we were so enthused about that $1,000. Like, we really didn't realize, like, they changed the calendar days.
Wow.
Seriously, they changed the calendar days.
Mm-hmm.
We let that zoom right past us.
Hold on, what did they do?
They changed the calendar, the holidays. They changed the holidays to fall on a Monday to convenience them, so they can have long weekends.
Right. Right.
And yes. We heard that, and nobody, when it was in place, it was like everybody went for it. Nobody argued, nobody addressed that at all. But because that's around that time, that's when they gave us that little extra money. So nobody wanted to make a stink. But when you get that, when you get to a place where you feel that powerful, or you have that much empowerment to change the calendar day, something that the God of all our understanding had in place, and he created these holidays, whatever, for you to switch all of them around so they all could fit to hit on a Monday? Like, that is really deep.
Well, guys, I have to cut you down because we're down to our last minute. But mm-hmm. I want to thank all of you for coming in. America, we are losing what America's fundamental foundations were, and it's a sad and disturbing situation. So what are we going to do, and who do we turn to? So until Friday night, everybody, be blessed, be a blessing. Make a difference. Thank you all for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
Thank
good
you,
night,
Katie.
Katie.
Good night,
panel.
Good night, panel.
Good night.
On the Edge, we'll talk about real issues.